This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. They say politics makes strange bedfellows. Well, check out this sleeping arrangement. Neocons and environmentalists. A current article from our partners at Slate.com says some prominent conservatives now believe that driving hybrid cars, those darlings of the granola set, may help defeat terrorism. One of them is former CIA Director James Woolsey. He's the proud new owner of a 58-mile-per-gallon Toyota Prius.
I somewhat smilingly call this a potential coalition between the tree huggers, the do-gooders, the sod busters, and the cheap hawks. To explain that, tree huggers being environmentalists, do-gooders being people who like to do good things in the world, like make it easier for African farmers to have their own transportation fuel instead of having to go into debt to import it or buy it. The sodbusters being farmers and cheap hawks being people like me who would like to bring democracy and the rule of law to the Middle East but want to fight as little as possible in getting it done. That's kind of an interesting coalition, I think.
What is the link between our oil dependency, our need in your mind to go toward more fuel-efficient cars and more fuel-efficient energy? What is the link between that and terrorism?
Well, in the first place, the Middle East, which is a source of so much oil, is uniquely vulnerable to terrorist attack on oil facilities because that's where the terrorists are and that's where the oil is. We see it in Iraq. We've seen attempts in Saudi Arabia. It is right at the center of one of bin Laden's recent major statements, go after the oil complexes. So even if you're talking about existing governments wanting to sell oil to the rest of the world, including us, you still have the vulnerability to terrorist attack on the infrastructure there in the Middle East. Then you have the possibility of coups. For example, in 1979, Islamist terrorists took over the Great Mosque in Mecca for some substantial number of days as part of a coup attempt in Saudi Arabia. Something like that could happen again. Or one could have one or more of the states in the Middle East that export oil come under the sway or under the government of people who don't really want to live in the 21st century but would just as soon live in the 7th or 8th century, in which case they don't need to sell all that much. So there are a number of reasons and to be cautious about relying as heavily as we do on oil, and relying on oil means relying on the Middle East. We just ought to be careful about it. It's a potentially very troubling thing in several dimensions.
Well, how do you get the president interested in your ideas? He's a big supporter of oil and energy interests. How would you interest him and key Republican members of Congress?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just write and speak about these issues from time to time. I leave it to other people to work on the politics of this. But I do think that this is an issue on which the American people rather than American politicians are likely to lead.
You say it's maybe not up to the politicians, but up to average Americans to lead on this issue. But, you know, average Americans, they love their large SUVs with the poor mileage. How do you get them to think about this issue along these lines when perhaps environmental arguments haven't worked and perhaps the national security one would?
For the four main lines of hybrids that are now out there being sold that have counterparts with conventional engines, the hybrids not only have substantially better fuel consumption, but they also have more horsepower and acceleration. You're not giving anything up by having a 25 to 30 mile a gallon SUV instead of a 10 to 15 mile a gallon SUV, especially if the 25 to 30 mile a gallon one has a little bit more pep. You know, if Detroit can't sell cars based on fuel efficiency, maybe they can sell them because they're peppier.
How many of your friends are buying Priuses?
I haven't kept track. I normally don't ask people, but there are interesting little cultural changes. My wife and I are in our early 60s, and we were in a shopping mall not long ago, and as she got out on her side of the car, a young guy drove up in a really, really snazzy and very expensive sports car. And he got out of his sports car and looked down at our Prius and grinned at her and said, "Sweet." You know, now that's a cultural change.
James Woolsey was the CIA director under President Clinton. He is now vice president for the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. And thank you, James Woolsey, for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And you can find more on this topic at Slate.com.